This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got to get to this right away. I'm going to play some audio for you, hopefully this first segment. Are you guys ready on standby over there? Okay, cool. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, this person's name continuously comes up across the boards in the United States of America. And I'm talking about Muslim Rep Ilhan Omar to fundraise for a designated terror group. And then we have another article right under that, which we highlighted yesterday. Ilhan Omar won't assimilate. Of course not. Look at her dress. Look at her attire. Look at what she's pushing for. Apparently, the American people don't know the American Security Act. It's the McCarran Security Act, friends. And it's important that you know what that is, because she is subversive to American government. Therefore, she has no lawful standing being in the position that she now is in the 5th District in the state of Minnesota. Now, I just want to give you a little taste, friends, of what's going on here, because Ilhan Omar had the opportunity to set up an attack on this Jewish individual during a congressional hearing. And I just want you to hear the tone so you understand what you're dealing with. You also have to look at her demeanor while watching the video. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see that, but you will be able to hear that. Go ahead and listen to this, friends. Again, this is Ilhan Omar grilling, as they say, an individual from Foreign Affairs, a Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, while repeatedly referring to him as Mr. Adams, okay? And he obviously is a Jewish-American diplomat, and his name is Elliot Abrams. Listen to this carefully, friends. Listen carefully.
Mr. Adams, in 1991, you pleaded guilty to 2 counts of withholding information from Congress regarding your involvement in the Iran-Contra affair, for which you were later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
That was not a question.
I reserve the right to my time.
It is not right.
That was not a question.
The committee can attack
on February 8th,
who is not permitted to reply.
That was not a question. Thank you for your participation. On February 8th, 1982, you testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about U.S. policy in El Salvador. In that hearing, you dismissed as communist propaganda report about the massacre of El Masote, in which more than 800 civilians, including children as young as 2 years old, were brutally murdered by U.S.-trained troops. During that massacre, some of those troops bragged about raping a 12-year-old girl before they killed them. Girls before they killed them. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no, do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question, and I'm
yes
not
or no.
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of.
Did you hear what was going on, friends? She had the opportunity to an attack, and she went into an attack mode. This is Rep. Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota, as she insults and berates Jewish American diplomat Elliot Abrams during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing while repeatedly referring to him as Mr. Adams. And interestingly enough, friends, I would lay to your candor and ask the question, what is she doing there in the first place? Now, according to Bethany Blankley, Ilhan Omar, Islamic law in the United States Constitution, again, I want you to understand, first and foremost, I don't care what her opinion is. But for the sake of giving you the information, listen carefully. Central to the controversy surrounding the anti-Semitic and anti-American, by the way, let's call it for what it is, and disparaging remarks about Jews in Israel made by newly elected, some argue fraudulently, Somalia-born congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, is the distinction between two laws, Islamic law and the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Now, folks, you're in a crossroads right now concerning what it is that you're going to tolerate in this country. What it is that you're going to tolerate concerning those that are supposed to be there representing you. She already put her hand on the Quran, like that of none other than the newly elected, again, fraudulently, Attorney General Keith Ellison and many others across the United States of America. Once they put their hand on that that Quran, friends, you need to understand that that runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Okay? We also know that Ilhan Omar now is going to be doing a fundraiser for a designated terror group. And again, if this isn't enough for you to stand up and move and do something concerning what's going on in your government, nothing will. Nothing will. The fact of the matter is, again, I lay to the candor of those that are called the FBI. And again, there's good guys there, no question about it. But why is it that these people are on your radar and somehow or another you're not doing anything about what you're seeing them do or the way that they're acting out or concerning what's going on in Minnesota concerning Ilhan Omar and her misappropriation of funds, of being married to her brother? The list goes on. And I'm just now talking about Ilhan Omar. You have Rashida Tlaib, who surrounds herself with a bunch of Palestinians. She puts a Palestinian flag on herself. The first thing she does when she wins again in her district, she goes after the people's president. Let's impeach that MF-er. Again, and then I can go over to Keith Ellison and talk about his crimes against we the people. I can go over to, well, Americans allowed Barack Hussein Obama to reign for 8 years, and everybody thought he was losing. He wasn't losing. He was winning. Because if he was losing, friends, we wouldn't be talking about Rashida Tlaib, Keith Ellison, or Ilhan Omar right now. Now, would we? No, we wouldn't. We're going to come back and talk about that fundraiser for designated terror group, and we're going to call out CARE for who they are, because they just did something pretty astounding in Arkansas. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. With that said, friends, I just wanted to experiment with something real quick here. And what I did is I just went to Ilhan Omar and I did a search on her name. That's all I did, because I just played some audio during the first segment of anti-Semitic Rep. Ilhan Omar as she insults and berates Jewish American diplomat Elliot Abrams during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing while repeatedly referring to him as Mr. Adams. Now, folks, I also told you that some time ago, it was before Christmas, we went to an Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud University here in the state of Minnesota. And they have absolutely zero support outside of the media that gives it to them. Just so you understand that they're using that tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. The fact of the matter is, that is true. But again, this is a sign of judgment, Proverbs 28. Also keep in mind, if you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it will explain to you what I'm talking about right now, and you can go to the end of Deuteronomy, verse 63, chapter 28, to understand as a whole what's taking place in your country today. With that said, and being more specific, why is it that we have a rep named Ilhan Omar in the United States? What would they possibly be doing here, friends? Well, that's all you have to do is, again, judge them by their fruit. Muslim Rep. Ilhan Omar to fundraise for designated terror group. CARE. Now, I just want to, I'm going to come back to this in just a second here, but I want you to listen to these headlines as the search results for Ilhan Omar's name. Ilhan Omar, Islamic law and the Constitution. Hey, folks, they run in contrast, like oil and water, okay? And again, if your God is God, then go back to where you came from, okay? You know what they're doing here, friends. You know what she's doing here. Don't play the fool and act like you don't know what they're doing. They are subversive to American government, period. They're here to overthrow. They're here to conquer. I'll get to more of that in just a moment. Here's another headline. Ilhan Omar to fundraise for designated terror group, okay? Another headline. Ilhan Omar won't assimilate. Okay, well, what is she doing representing then? And the question that I lay to your candor, friends, is who is she then representing? Headline, Ilhan Omar won't assimilate, rebuffs claims that America's foundation of Christianity, culture, and law is silly. Did you hear what she said? Rebuffs claims that America's foundation of Christian culture and law is silly. Well, if that's the case, you know she's not here to submit to the meek King of Glory, right? She's here to do something else. And keep in mind, Mustafa Carroll, a CARE rep out of Texas, said that Muslims are not ruled by an American law. We're above the law, they said. And you've seen Barack Hussein Obama live accordingly for 8 years, and the American people gave him a free hand to do so. Highlighting Ilhan Omar, panders to transgender community while hiding ties to jihadi imam who called for killing homosexuals. Okay? Ilhan Omar addresses record show rep Ilhan Omar still lived with her first husband throughout marriage to her apparent brother. You can't make this up. Muslim rep Ilhan Omar, Minnesota District. Police deal with gangs, tight-lipped Somalia Muslim communities. It's a hotbed, too, for a ISIS recruiting ground, for those that didn't know. And also keep in mind, Ilhan Omar wanted to pass a bill, friends. Her first bill that she tried to pass. She wanted to make insurance companies pay off to the families whose husbands left Minnesota to go fight on the behalf of ISIS if they were killed. She wanted payout for the families. This is Ilhan Omar. This is the one that the CIA-controlled media is highlighting. They call it, in the media, friends, puff her up. They're puffing her up. It's exactly what they're doing. Ilhan Omar's non-apology for her anti-Semitism. Folks, forgive me if you didn't know, but I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ was a Jew. Okay? And we have no king but King Jesus in this country. And if she's anti-Semitic, then we need to deal with those that are anti-Semitic. Okay? But again, there she is, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Ilhan Omar expresses concern that USA powerlifting bars man from competing with women. Folks, what she's meddling her hands, folks, again, it's not just her. It's American government overall. Who has delegated authority for these people to do the things that they do outside of the scope of authority? Not we the people, but they meddle into them affairs anyways, right? Rep. Ilhan Omar blamed our involvement in other people's affairs for bloody jihad massacre on Kenyon Mall, okay? This is just the tip of the iceberg. The list goes on. Ilhan Omar raises stakes over Ocasio-Cortez, calls for 90% tax on most wealthy Americans. How do you take down America? Go after the wealthy. What is the definition of capitalism? Well, we are a capitalist nation, right? Well, I would think so, yep. Well, how do you destroy a nation? Go after the wealthy. Ilhan Omar, Ocasio-Cortez calls for 90% tax on most wealthy Americans. And again, I want to say this. The reason they're there today is because of the ignorance of the American people to tolerate them. Okay? And this is why the federal government is so busy overreaching while indoctrinating students throughout the United States of America concerning a global agenda called International Baccalaureate. So when you begin to see people like Ilhan Omar and that of Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib and Keith Ellison, you'll just think it's normal because you've been globalized in your mind by a federal government that's violating the 10th Amendment. Okay? This is all happening in the education system. And again, I want you to understand, too, for those that are taking on this mentality and just thinking it's no big deal, keep in mind that you are going along in the desecrating of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. They do not have the freedom or the right to step upon the blood that was sacrificed to give us the freedoms in which we have today. What did our veterans do? They upheld the law against the very people that you're tolerating in office today in your own country. That's what's happening here in America. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar petitioned judge for light sentence for 9 Islamic State recruits. How many times does she need to be busted, friends? Well, let me ask you something. How many times do you need to be busted before you're brought in before a judge, America? It applies to all of us, does it not? Yeah, but for some reason or another, she's getting a pass here. Same thing with Keith Ellison. Same thing with Rashida Tlaib. Her family was investigated for September 11th, friends. Now she's in office in Michigan? Oh, wow. And don't stand back and say, oh, there's nothing that we can do about all of this. Have you really deceived yourselves into believing that? 325.7 million people putting up and literally putting up with less than 1.7%. That are being used to destroy, propagated on the lies of the media, and that's all they have to go with, friends. Lies and corrupt politicians, media and politicians hand in glove, destroying your country, and you stand back and say there's nothing we can do about it. Sons of Liberty Media, by the way, I'm looking at her mugshot, Ilhan Omar's, okay? You know, we hear about their violations, we hear about their transgressions. Do you know that they're held to a higher standard concerning those that represent we the people? Matter of fact, they're to be impeached on the smallest of misdemeanors, the smallest jot or the smallest tittle of the lies of the laws that they transgress. They're supposed to be removed and then charged. But again, if you didn't know that, they're happy that you don't know that. They write off the ignorance of the American people that put up with them. Yep. And just think, I know there's many people that just think this is no big deal and this is all going to go away. No, people have had it. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Ilhan Omar threatened with libel charges. Rep. Ilhan Omar deletes ignorant, hateful tweets about Covington students. Listen to this. And by the way, going back to St. Cloud, when I went to the Islamophobia meeting, I don't think there was 50 people there. And a good portion of them, friends, were Muslims. And when you go to Ilhan Omar, you call it for what you want, but it's a majority of those that you call representatives in this country, easily a good majority of them, that are stupider than a box of rocks. It's the truth. And you can go ahead and laugh at them all you want, but the joke's on you, America, for putting up with their crimes. And crimes they are. And until you call it for what it is, nothing's going to change. Hey, folks, I can sit here for hours. Just Islamic Ilhan Omar protests with Muslim Amazon employees to demand a more Islamic workplace. They're here now demanding their rights that nobody else has, friends. Are they here to assimilate? Not at all.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson updating us on the case. regarding Empire actor Jussie Smollett being arrested. Smollett is in custody after being accused of filing a false police report. President Trump has indicated he doesn't think his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the last. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells NBC's Today Show he's optimistic about the summit.
We've been negotiating hard. I have a team on the ground in Vietnam even today, continuing to lay the groundwork for the summit next week in Hanoi. And I'm very hopeful. I'm hopeful Chairman Kim will fulfill the promises that he made in Singapore in June of last year.
President Trump intends to push Kim on a denuclearization plan. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Some time ago, when criminal foreign plant sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, because that's exactly what he is, he's a foreigner, and by the way, he admitted it, as you all well know. Interestingly enough, it was some time ago. I remember I had a station manager when I was over at Samlin Communications for 13 years say to me, Bradley, you know, you got to kind of take it easy on the president. You know, and I said to him, I said, what do you mean take it easy on him? Well, you know, we can't disrespect the office. And I said, disrespect the office? The person that's not standing out against the crimes of he who calls himself the President of the United States of America is the one that's disrespecting the office. And I need to put it into perspective also that, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, I had some fool call me and say, why are you attacking Barack Hussein Obama? I said, attacking Barack Hussein Obama? Attacking Ilhan Omar, attacking Keith Ellison, attacking Rashida Tlaib, and the list goes on. Attacking Maxine Waters, attacking Dianne Feinstein, attacking Chuck Schumer, and the list goes on. Paul Ryan, the president. Wait a second. When they transgress their oath, when they violate their oath, and they lie to we the people in violation of the laws they're to uphold, that tells me right then and there, I'm not attacking them, they're attacking me. I'm upholding the law. I am for the law. And I'm upholding the law right now against those that are committing crimes against we the people, those that are aiding and abetting the enemies within America. Because every time any one of them violates the law, that's exactly what they're doing. When you let it go, you let them push that door wider open, and it gets wider and wider and wider and wider to the point where there's nothing left. There's no more law. So I'm not attacking anybody, friends, just for the record. They're attacking you. They're attacking me. And I'm not going to stand back and have any of it, just for the record. Now, with that said, I'm talking about Muslim Rep Ilhan Omar to fundraise for designated terror group. In 2014, the United Arab Emirates designated the Hamas-tied Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, as a terror group, of course. And the senators in the United States have been pushing to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror organization, which would also include groups in the U.S. like CARE. Still, Muslim representatives like Ilhan Omar, who once sought leniency for Islamic State terrorists, will be fundraising for CARE. Now, if you go over to Omar Ahmad, the founder of the organization, the terror-tied organization called CARE, he said, Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. Does that sound like they're here to assimilate, friends? Of course not. Of course not. But yet I know that there's still that people out there that have their heads stuck in the sand, just hoping it all goes away, or what I'm telling you even now just isn't so. Well, let me tell you how it is so. In Arkansas, House passes resolution calling on law enforcement agencies to suspend contact with CARE over terror ties. Hamas is ISIS. Hamas is Al-Qaeda. Hamas is Boko Haram. Hamas is CARE in America. Jihad is jihad. Period. Okay? I don't care what you call them. You can go ahead and talk about the branches on the tree all day long, friends. You and I need to lay the axe to the root of the tree through judgment, which establishes righteousness and peace within the gate and also preserves our freedoms. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4, when you get a moment. Again, Arkansas House passes resolution calling on law enforcement agencies to suspend contact with CARE over terror links. But here in the state of Minnesota, they just have Ilhan Omar doing fundraisers for organizations that are terror-tied organizations. Wow! That's pretty crazy. On Monday, February 18th, the Arkansas House of Representatives sent a strong signal to law enforcement agencies within its borders to beware of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Representatives Brant Smith, the House Majority Whip, authored H.R. 1006, which calls on law enforcement to suspend contact and outreach with CARE. Where is the FBI, America? Where are all these agencies that have been created after September 11th that was mysteriously signed at 3:30 a.m. without one of your representatives having read it before they signed it? Where are all these agencies, friends, that are supposed to, that have been empowered, that have been funded and empowered to protect we the people from these people that are now allowed to represent their own communities? And their own communities are they representing? Because you know and I know they're not here to represent we the people. They're at war with the U.S. Constitution because they're at the war with the very author. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through his son Jesus Christ, period. The resolution was conceived during CARE's nefarious ties in history, and especially because of the multiple CARE directors and employees and members who have been convicted, on terrorism and terrorism-related charges over the years. Why is the media giving them a puff-up? Why is the media giving them cover? Why is Facebook wanting to enforce Muslim blaspheme laws in the United States and worldwide? Why are people acting like we're not talking about this happening in our country, but yet still in a third world country? I want to tell you, it's not happening in a third world country. It's happening in your backyard. want to read this again. The resolution was conceived due to CARE's nefarious ties and history, and especially because of the multiple CARE directors, employees, and members who have been convicted, found guilty and convicted on terrorism and terrorism-related charges over the last years. I just seen a video last week, friends, of a Muslim fresh out of Somalia who was approached by a police officer in Arizona. I have friends that are reps out there. And what was interesting about this video is the police officer kindly walked up to him and asked him, "Do you have an ID? Do you live here?" Being as kind as could be. And all of a sudden, when he asked him for his ID, this Muslim from the Middle East, who's not here to assimilate, clearly takes out a bunch of rocks and starts throwing them at the police officer. This is exactly what these people are doing, friends, with their words. Hey, you've heard sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Nothing could be further from the truth. Words cause wars, and words end wars. And I want to tell you something. They are warring against our way of life in America today. Going back to this Muslim that picked up rocks and started throwing them at the police officer because he asked for an ID. Well, this particular Muslim must have been watching too many videos out of the UK. Or out of Europe, France, Germany, Sweden, whatever the case may be, where the police have now been disarmed. If they want to stop these Muslims who are walking around with machetes in their hands, slicing people up, police over there have been disarmed. The only thing they can do is use a stun gun now in dealing with them. And you can watch videos over in the UK, friends, and over in Europe, where there's one little pipsqueak of a devil with a machete in his hand slicing away at cops, just barely missing them, and they have like 13, 14 cops around them trying to get him to put it down. And you know why, friends? Because the legislators, as they call themselves over there, have convinced the people there that they can rehabilitate these people. They feed on the doctrine of devils. They're possessed, and you want to rehabilitate them. They're born from down under in the spirit, and you're going to, through carnal means, deliver them from them devils through your version of rehabilitation. You've got to be out of your mind. You're like the sons of Sceva. Go ahead. See how it works out for you. Now, going back to Arizona, where this Muslim picked up rocks and started throwing them at the police officer. You know what he did after that? The cop pulls out his gun and aims it at him. You know what the Muslim does? He pulls out a knife. Hey, let me just tell you something. You don't go to a gunfight with a knife, okay? I'm from North Minneapolis. You just don't do that, okay? A little common sense comes into play here. But you know what he thought? He thought that that cop was bluffing. And once the Muslim pulled the knife out, you know what he did? He started stalking like a robot, walking and stalking like a robot after the police officer who had his gun drawn on him. You can go on Sons of Liberty Media and watch the video. It's from last week. Just scroll back far enough. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As he starts to walk towards the police officer, he thought that that police officer was just bluffing. He walked at him with the knife in hand, and the police officer said, "Put the knife down or I will shoot you." You know what he did? He was encouraged. He started walking closer to the police officer. He started lunging towards the police officer. The police officer did what he did perfectly. It was all on video, and he told him 3 to 4 different times, "If you come any closer, I will shoot you." And guess what the Muslim with the knife in hand did? He walked closer, and he got himself shot 2 times. And he squealed like a little girl on the ground that thought that that police officer was playing games with them, friends. You know what? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The American people need to do the same thing with their words and back it up and be the strength of the Constitution against those that are throwing rocks at them. Because, friends, rest assured, the knife is coming next. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to our store. Check out some of the things that we've got there, friends. Do support. It's been a weird year thus far. We need the support to keep us out there. Don't forget about us. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. That's on our YouTube page. There's a couple hundred videos there for you. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was talking about during the last segment how the police officer executed his job perfectly. He had it all on video. He approaches a Muslim, asks him his name. Does he live here? Do you have ID? Once he asked him for his ID, he picked up rocks and he started throwing them at the police officer. The cop defends himself, pulls out his gun, aims it at him. Next thing you know, the Muslim pulls the knife on him. You can watch this video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He was daring this police officer's justice. And he told him three or four times, stop or else I'm going to shoot you. So he started to lunge at the police officer with a knife in his hand. And he gets shot two times and then he lays on the ground like a stuck pig trying to figure out what just happened. You're in America, okay? We have a right to defend ourselves. Well, friends, I want to tell you something. That's why these people are put into places of position in the first place. Homeland Security, the TSA, federal positions in government. Going over to representatives, judges now in New York that are swearing in on the Quran. They're here to neuter you. They're here to disarm you, just so you know. They're here to conquer. I just gave you a quote, but I'm here to tell you that the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Okay? Now, lest someone pervert my words, again, listen carefully. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Okay? But if it comes to the point where I need to defend myself, friends, I will defend myself. That's why gun control is nothing but gun control. And I'm not getting caught up into an unconstitutional debate like so many other people are in this country. Just think if that police officer wasn't armed. And it's interesting to note, too, concerning this Muslim that lunged himself forward at this police officer in Arizona with a knife. It wasn't broadcast. You didn't hear a thing about it through the CIA-controlled media. They don't want, they're giving these people cover, friends. But in Arkansas, they're not. They just passed a resolution calling on law enforcement agencies to suspend contact with CARE over terror links. They're a terror-tied organization. Now, I want to read this off for you really quick because it says the text of the resolution appears below, whereas the Federal Bureau of Investigation has suspended all formal contacts with the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, due to evidence demonstrating a relationship between CARE and Hamas, a designated foreign terrorist organization of the United States Department of State. And whereas in the United States of America versus Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development, the largest successful prosecution of terrorism financing in our country's history, by the way, there's a whole lot of that going on here in Minneapolis, and they're working on exposing this too. But they're funneling lots of money through Minneapolis, folks, to back to Somalia and to terror-tied organizations. Okay. With that said, going back to the largest successful prosecution of terrorism financing in our country's history, CARE was identified as an associate of the Muslim Brotherhood and was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the trial. Whereas CARE opened its first office in Washington, D.C., closest to the power source, friends, in the United States of America, with the help of grant from the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development, they call it, a charitable organization that was closed by the United States Department of Treasury for funding jihadist terrorist organizations. And whereas United States ally, the United States Arab Emirates, officially designated CARE as a terrorist organization in 2014. Whereas in March 2011, Mathana Al-Hanoudi, a director with CARE, was sentenced to a year in federal prison for violating United States sanctions against Iraq under Saddam Hussein. Whereas in 2006, the co-founder of CARE's parent organization, Islamic Association for Palestine, Sami Al-Arian, was sentenced to 57 months in prison on terrorism charges for financing Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a designated foreign terrorist organization. Friends, I can go on. This is brand new. What's happening here? We're talking about in Arkansas, they just passed resolutions calling on law enforcement agencies to suspend contact with CARE over terror links. But why is there a Rashida Tlaib? Why is there a Keith Ellison that was mysteriously appointed as the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota? Friends, why is there an Ilhan Omar that is going to partake in a fundraiser for designated CARE, which is a terror-tied organization, and you, American, you, the American people, give her a pass? In 2004, CARE Northern Virginia director, I'm not even going to try to say his name, Abdurrahim Alamoudi, pleaded guilty to terrorism-related financial and conspiracy charges, which resulted in a 23-year federal prison sentence. Yet they're doing fundraisers in your backyard. America, I have another question for you. Excuse me. Why is it that you have 35 jihadi camps on your soil, and yet you haven't heard a word from this from the CIA-controlled media? How come no one's talking about these 35 jihadi camps on American soil? I got an article which plays the video from in 2009 when CNN told you the truth. They blurted the truth out in their confusion, and so did Sean Hannity do a great piece on it. They took video, they took teams, and they went to the camps. And it's interesting, when they went to the camps, those in the camps were threatening the people that were filming them. How come no one's talking about them? You're worried about a wall? What, do you want to wall yourselves in with those that mean to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10, friends? Because that's what this is coming to. How come nobody's talking about it? You don't know why? Because they think it's surreal. It's like when they said the two towers fell in on September 11, 2001. They said it was like it was watching a movie, people said. Yeah? You've been so desensitized to believe that it's not really happening. Well, are the propagandists doing their work? Yes, in fact, and yes, indeed they are. Yes, indeed they are. 23-year federal prison, and you have Ilhan Omar going to do a fundraiser for this organization. Here, I want to go to Rashida Tlaib. I just seen her name here, I think I did. Here, I'll just go line upon line. Whereas in 2009, Ghassan Alashi, who served as a founding board member for CARE's regional chapter in Texas, he was sentenced to a total of 65 years in prison after being convicted of 10 counts of conspiracy to provide and the provision of material support to designated foreign terrorist organizations. 11 counts of conspiracy to provide and the provision of funds, goods, and services to specially designated terrorists and determined by the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. 10 counts of conspiracy to commit and the commission of money laundering, 1 count of conspiracy to impede and impair the Internal Revenue Service, and 2 counts of filing a false tax return. And you have Ilhan Omar going to do a fundraising run for this organization? Whoa! Who is she representing? Randall Todd, Ismail Royer, who served as a communications specialist and civil rights coordinator for CARE. Notice the words they're using. It's a word play. Civil rights. They don't have the right to violate law, friends. Okay? Coordinator for CARE and trained with and set up an internet-based newsletter for Lashkar Al-Tahbi, an Al-Qaeda-tied Kishmar organization that is listed on the United States Department of State's internal terror list, was also indicted on charges of conspiring to help Al-Qaeda in the Taliban battle American troops were fighting in Afghanistan, and was sentenced to 20 years in prison on April 9, 2004. I want to stop right there and say real quick, I understand that you people on the higher-ups, just so you don't think I'm as stupid as you think that you want me to be, I understand that you only know a certain amount of information and you work off of that. Understand that you are being controlled and operated in a compartmental fashion. It's called compartmentalization. And the people above you are pulling all the strings of all these other people working one against another. And if you want to take it down to the grassroots level, just look at the bankers. Wars are created by bankers, okay? And they fund both sides. It's the same people doing it. So if you want to play the stooge to the people that are paying your weekly salary, you might want to consider the source before you do their biddings, because at the end of the day, they're going to do the same thing to you. I just wanted to share that with you, okay? Stupid, did you get that? Just wanted to make sure. In September 2003, CARE's former Communities Affairs Director, Basim Kafagi, pleaded guilty to 3 federal counts of bank and visa fraud and agreed to be deported to Egypt after he funneled money to activities supporting terrorism and had published material advocating suicide attacks against the United States. Illegal activities that took place while he was employed by CARE in the United States of America. Friends, in Arkansas, they're getting their stuff together and they're calling the enemy for who he is, and now they're lawfully dealing with him, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.